Today at Quantum, December 1st, welcome to our cyberspace electronic ashram. We're very, very happy to see all of your faces out there. You look very, very beautiful. Today is the last day of our phase, which is our Vedic week. And we're looking forward to a three-day retreat, the last day. The entire team, 25 of us, turn out to clean the ashram. Tomorrow is Sivalaya Deepam, and this is when Shiva turns into a pillar of light and a big fire is lit all over South India. If you were to fly in a plane throughout the country on this particular day, you'd see many, many fires in every single village, all worshipping Shiva. The Shivaness within everyone is emulated by lighting a big bonfire, and everybody's so happy. It's a beautiful festival. Also today, the mayor of Kauai, First Lady of our Garden Island, has invited us with a special invitation to the inauguration, as she just won the election, of herself and our county council. So we'll be going to that. Well, here's a question that's come in about conversion. Are there any other ways or things we should do to convert other than the six steps that you mentioned from Loving Ganesha yesterday? Well, yes, there are. If a person is very religious and has sort of fallen away from their religion, they come to Hindu festivals, they make Hindu pilgrimage, and they find Hinduism as their religion. In other words, they become religious within Hinduism. Then if they wish to convert, we always suggest they go back to their previous religion for a month or two. 100%. And test it out and see if it works for them. Often, they never return. They stay there as a religious person, whereas previously they weren't religious at all in their previous religion. Oftentimes also, they find their philosophical concepts no longer agree. They talk to their pastor, priest, or rabbi, and tell them that, and obtain a release, or an ipso facto excommunication. And this is quite necessary to put someone through this if they have had a history of going to synagogue, or going to church, or going to mass, so that they are doubly, doubly sure about the great step they have taken in this life, which will affect their future birth. Well, enough on that subject. We have a few other questions, but time is short and the answers are long. So we'll take them up after the retreat. Well, we'll be seeing you after our three-day retreat. It's holiday time. Be careful. Supervise your children well. Take care of your body. Only you can do that. It's the only one you got. And we'll be seeing you on Sun One. When our retreat is over, you can take the retreat with us too and reflect upon what you did the last two or three weeks and what you're going to do in the days to come and get a clearer perspective, because our future is created with our mind. We can't do a lot about the past except quiet the emotions that are carried in past memories. But we can create a wonderful future for ourselves based on having learned the lessons from the experiences of the past.